You're listening to the A Brief Chat podcast feed at abriefchat.com. Each day I'm sending out a poem from Revolutionary Letters by Diane DePrima. Revolutionary Letter number 108, yet another Rev letter. It is the establishment, that 1% who have given us the habit of blame, scapegoating. We have to restructure our minds, shake habits ground into our brains by TV. They are diversion tactics to make us forget what we want. The resignation of a dean, a mayor, changes nothing. Blaming a figurehead brings no true change. Note, it's not scapegoating to lay blame on those who physically harm, spray, maim, taser, shoot their children, their mothers, their own gentle brothers. Get them off the streets if we can, but remember, no dean or mayor, no governor, president truly controls the police force. They are mercenaries, lackeys, who see their own oppression in our faces and try to destroy their pain by annihilating us. We do what we can, trusting others. We'll do the rest. At 78, my part is to keep going, able to walk, to witness, write what I know. Occupy the planet. That's what it's going to take. And piece by piece, it's what's got to happen. Tibet has been hanging in more than half a century. This can and should be part of the discourse everywhere. Occupy the solar system. Equal rights for Pluto. Occupy the islands going under, the national parks they're closing, the beaches, the forests. Occupy with hope. Occupy the planet, the oceans, as well as the land. Mind is unlimited, can go anywhere. Occupy the night sky, Mother Nuit. Occupy your breath, your body, and remember, we are one body. Occupy with love.